In Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 14, Nehemiah enters into prayer, and it's an unusual prayer. Now, throughout this challenge and throughout this project, Nehemiah's been praying to God, but now in verse 14, it's a prayer where Nehemiah prays, God, would you remember Sanballat, Tobiah, Noadiah, and all the others who have tried to intimidate me? And Nehemiah's working through some frustration because he's been focused on completing this restoration of Jerusalem. And there's been certain people who have been there the entire time trying to slow him down, intimidate him, threaten him, ridicule him. And it's weighing on Nehemiah. And if you've ever had anyone that's been undermining you or, you know, giving you a hard time, it can weigh on you. And what do you do with that disappointment, that frustration? Nehemiah turns to prayer. He doesn't try to get revenge. He doesn't go low like the rest of them are going low. But he says, God, remember Sanballat, Tobiah, Noadiah, and the others. And with that remember, he's saying, God, would you sort it out, what they've done? You know it. You know them. Would you bring justice? God, I'm not going to take revenge. Revenge is yours. I'm going to commit this part. God, I'm going to give you the emotional burden of all the ways they've mistreated me and all the disappointment. I'm going to give that to you, Lord, and just say, I trust you with it. God, you remember them. You take care of it. What a great release. What a great place to land in another way to trust the Lord. It's His grace. God's going to handle even the opposition. Nehemiah knows it. He prays through it, and he's ready to continue and finish the project that God has given to him.